Steve Norman reporting. At least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran. President Trump has denounced the Iranian government amid those demonstrations. Using excerpts from a speech he delivered to the UN in September, Mr. Trump criticized the Iranian government on Twitter, charging it has long oppressed its people.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers.
Protesters upset in Iran that unemployment has reached 12.4%, that there's a stagnant economy and rampant inflation, and that Iran continues to spend money to deploy troops to Syria. Pakistan says that almost 92% of the largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting the project is critical for national security and for promoting peace and stability in Afghanistan. Afghanistan insists the barrier would add to problems of divided families on both sides. Russian news outlet Interfax is reporting that a suspect in the St. Petersburg bombing has been arrested. The blast came from a homemade bomb, injured 13 people, the militant group Islamic State claiming responsibility. President Putin has called it an act of terrorism. He didn't offer further details. This is VOA News.